This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Josh Rogan of the Washington Post about Moldova, the small state wedged in between the Odessa Oblast of Ukraine under attack and Romania along the Danube River. Moldova has very few people, less than 3 million, and it's entirely dependent upon its neighborhood for income and development. At the same time, it is directly in line to be next to be rolled over by Russia. Once upon a time, it was part of the Soviet Empire. The Romanians on their side of the Danube think it's at great risk. The Ukrainians on the other side of the Danube think Moldova's of great risk. There's reason to believe that it can be conquered by Russia without firing a shot. And here, Josh Rogan explains how Russia does it, what hybrid warfare means when you're dealing with populations that speak Russian as well as another language. In this case, it's Romanian, like Moldovan. Josh Rogan, Moldova, the little bitty state that, in the opinion of its foreign minister, Mihai Pupsoy, is next on the shopping list from the Kremlin. More of this later tonight.
That's exactly right. And the way he describes it, which I agree with, is this. You know, Russia considers warfare to be a state of attack that uses military and non-military means. In other words, it's all one part of one strategy from Moscow's point of view. When the political interference and the corruption and the bribery and the economic coercion don't work, then they reserve the right to use that military tool. That's what happened in Ukraine. They controlled the government for a while. Then when that failed, they tried to pressure them economically. And when that failed, they started killing people. And that's the pattern. And so, of course, they're going to try the non-military hybrid warfare tools first. And we have to make sure those don't succeed. And then if all else fails, they might just try and start killing people in Moldova. And the best way to prevent that is by stopping them in Ukraine.